I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, let's start with sports. Last week, the Bishop varsity girls basketball versus Rosamond. The score was Bishop 30, Rosamond 48. Sienna Fuller had 6 rebounds. Tanya Ludwig, 9 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals. Faye Spoonhunter had 5 points, 9 rebounds. Shalaya Mitchell had 1 point, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. Annalie Guerrero had 2 rebounds, 4 assists. Serena Lemon had 2 points, 1 rebound. Kristen Allen, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Jasmine Gonzalez, 2 points. Now for the JV basketball girls versus Rosamond. Final score was Bishop 15, Rosamond 32. Points for Bishop, Destiny Barajas 4, Ellie Boyd 3, Mia Montano 4, Peyton Andreas 4. Win or lose, Bishop Broncos, we are proud of you. California is going to invest nearly $1 billion in transportation infrastructure, including clean energy bike lanes and pedestrian projects. How can we see that here in District 9? Well, Bishop Pavement Project, the CTC, approved $7.444 million in supplemental funding for the construction phase of this project, which will rehabilitate U.S. 395 through the city of Bishop and State Route 168 West Line Street from near Pioneer Lane to U.S. 395 Main. It'll also upgrade sidewalks and other facilities to Americans with Disability Acts, the ADA standards, install transportation management system elements, and construct a multi-use path as complete streets elements. The supplement funding is split between 2JA, $6.59 million, and SB1, $854K. Dry Creek Culvert Replacement. The CDC approved $1.02 million in funding for this emergency project, which will repair culverts on State Route 203 in Mammoth Lakes that were damaged by heavy debris flow. SB1 accounts for the entirety of the approved funding. Mammoth Lakes Multi-Use Path. The CTC approved $180,000 for the design phase of the project, which will close a gap between Lakes Basin Path and the Town Loop Multi-Use Path. The project will also improve drainage, add slope projection, install lighting, and include other supportive infrastructure. There's more to this article. You can find it out at sierrawave.net. Inyo National Forest, partner agencies and contractors responsible for reconstruction of Reds Meadows Road, which leads to Devil's Post Pile National Monument, are ready to share a projected schedule for the summer season 2025. Significant changes include the road now being open on Thursdays with 1 hour delayed traffic control during the peak summer season. We are happy to announce that we will be able to open the road for public via bus shuttles for a fourth day of the week this summer instead of three, said Mammoth District Ranger Fred Wong. However, there will be construction occurring on Thursdays with alternating one-way traffic each hour. Fred Wong also added, unfortunately, we'll also need to close the road 1 month earlier than normal on October 6th because construction will make the road impassable to all traffic. The schedule and more to this article can be found out at sierrawave.net. New GoFundMe was put up over the weekend and shared by the Bishop Youth Football. It's to support Kaysen's fight against leukemia. And on February 1st, after an emergency flight from Bishop, California to Loma Linda Medical Center, Aaron and Nicole got an unexpected news that Kaysen was diagnosed with leukemia. I urge you to go out to Sierra Wave Media on our Facebook page or to the Bishop Youth Football and to help support Kaysen's fight against leukemia. Also being out there, we're still trying to help Brian Zamora of Bishop. He has been on dialysis for 3 days a week and has the opportunity to get a new kidney. That one can be found out on Sierra Wave Media as well. We do well as a community coming together to help others, and I appreciate, as always, even $5 will make a difference in these people's lives. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, we are your local resource for news, sports, culture, and the people who shape it.